everyone. I'm Marty Lombardi. I'm in the Tivoli Training and Education Group. We are a worldwide group who provides a lot of resources and information on behalf of customers, business partners, and, of course, our own internal organization. I came to IBM 5 years ago with the acquisition of Candle Corporation. That was in 2004. I've done a lot of worldwide training on the Omegamon products since 1990. I'm currently the author of the Tivoli System Z Advisor column called Marty's Corner, and I've also done a lot of performance papers over the years. So at the moment, what I want to do is kind of talk about something that we've been struggling with, I believe, mostly from a perception concept, and that's how to effectively use the Omegamon XE Extended Edition and Dashboard Edition products for the traditional Omegamon 3270 users. A lot of the things that has been happening in the product in the last decade or actually even more than that has been things that a lot of my customers have asked be placed in the product. But I think that they're not comfortable with the concept, and I want to help us overcome some of those perceptions. Again, these are things that people have been asking for a long time. So if we go to page 2, I want to mention that this is kind of the agenda I'm looking at today. We'll talk about some of the advantages and disadvantages of 3270 modern interfaces. Some concerns are real, but again, some tend to be perceptions. Then we'll talk about the same thing about the workstation monitoring interfaces. I will talk about some of the features and functions that are comparative between both, how to navigate between both, and a possible implementation strategy. Then at the end of the session, we will look at some of the questions and other things that you might have. Also, if it's necessary and you have questions to contact me with afterwards and it becomes enough data for a second presentation, it's something that we can consider that as well. On page 3, I actually put in some objectives because I am a trainer, and at the end of this, I want you to be able to state the advantages and disadvantages, especially if you're in a situation where you're struggling with convincing them of the value of the Omegamon XE and DE workstation run-ins. I want to be able to know that you can list like 5 features provided that are not available in the Omegamon 2-3270 interfaces. And this is important because, again, these are things that a lot of these customers have been asking for over the years, and we have addressed it. And then I want you to identify ways that you can apply what you've learned as you go into the sites. And I give you some ideas about a strategy for implementation. On page 4, I list the traditional Omegamon mainframe products. The Omegamon MBS product, which was the flagship product, initially came out in 1977. It was followed with Omegamon CICS, IMS. There was also a VM and a VSE product. The DB2 monitor came out in the early 1990s. Then we came out with products for the networking and storage areas. The storage and network products were initially called Omegamon 2 for SMS and Omegamon 2 for VTAM, only had something called a CUA front end, a common user access. And I will show you examples of these on the next few pages. So the other ones had something initially called a classic interface in which we laid a CUA address space on top of it for display purposes. So there's part of this is important. It's not so much to discuss a history of the world, but it's to help you know how we got to these places and why there are so many different interfaces. At every step along the way, we tried to do the right thing for the customers and looked at easier interfaces, and then as strategy and customers changed, so did the market. So that's one of the reasons why there's so many perception issues with the product. If we go to page 5, I want to show you a sample 3270 Omegamon user interface for Classic. Now, the next 3 pages, I'm going to discuss and show you 3270 screens. This is mainly because I want you to know this is what you're fighting against, is what you see on pages 5, 6, and 7. Pages 5 shows a blank box at the top, which is basically a traditional Omegamon 3270 classic screen. That was all you saw. It was empty below something called the info line. And what you had to know was you had to know what the commands were, you had to know how to enter them. And the example I show below the blank box is another box that executes something called exception analysis. There were commands for exceptions, response times, bottlenecks, history, and many other types of commands. There were four types of commands: info line, major, minor, and immediate commands. They began in column 2, if you can believe this, because column 1 was reserved for the label if you knew how to use it. So this is one of the reasons why I struggle with people saying XE and DE is hard to use. I put that in quotes because if you go to the classic interface that a lot of people are enjoying and still prefer to this day, if you didn't get it now, you're not going to get it then. So what I think it's more a case of this is what they're used to and this is what they learned, as opposed to it's easier. If you go to page 6, we see a menu mode. What they did was they took the four key Omegamon mainframe products, and that would be MBS, CICS, DB2, and IMS, and they put something on it called the menu mode, which ran in the classic interface. Now, if you see at the top on page 6, you'll see at the very top the info line that you saw previously is still there, but there's a menu now underneath it, and what these menu options do is they execute the commands that I mentioned previously. For example, if you take option E with four exceptions, it executes the EXSY command that you saw on page 5. Now, if we go to page 7, what we see is the common user access interface. This is the one with the lights, and it takes it and puts it in a single display so that you can see a status of all these areas depending on what you have for your thresholds. Some people like this. It helped in competitive situations with some of the products like Landmark and BMC. But it also started to provide some negative input to from our traditional customers who really like the 3270 Classic. I actually taught at a site where the customer referred to this as the silly little blinky light system. And as far as he was concerned, it was an address space he didn't need. So, again, it just depends on what the user is acquainted with and what they're used to using. But in this case, that he saw it as extra overhead, whereas other customers might see it as addressing an ease of use issue. The Omegamon 2 for SMS and VTAM products only ever had this type of interface, as you see on page 7. So all the data was still collected within this address space. So now we have Omegamon 2 systems where we had CUA. We had 6 products with this type of interface, the CUA interface. 4 of them still had the classic interface. And then if we go to page 8, we look at how we started to address the workstation interfaces. Now, in 1995, we came out with products called Candle Command Center for MBS, CICS, DB2, and so on, and those were the first generation of the workstation interface you see on page 8. And they had a different look and feel. They were more suited to an OS2 workstation, and the recent ones, Omegamon XE and DE, are more suited to a Windows workstation. Now, when you look at this example, as I show you on page 8, the common user interface is now called the TEP, the Tivoli Enterprise Portal. And when you look at that, you see options that are very typical to a Windows environment. You see multiple displays on a single pane of glass. You see a Windows Explorer-type navigator up in the top left. We refer to that as a navigator. And you see a report. And you also see that in this specific example on page 8, some of the field is highlighted in red, which meant that it exceeded a threshold we set up. So when I look at this and I compare it to something like back on page 5 for exception analysis, I find this a lot easier to use, a lot more intuitive for finding a problem, a lot easier because I go to a specific area of interest in the navigator, and I ask myself, why do they find this interface, or why do they feel they find the TEP interface challenging to use? On page 9, I provided some specific examples of what Extended Edition and Dashboard Edition are. In short, Dashboard Edition allows us to integrate information among different products on a single pane of glass. And there's a lot of reasons why that's important, depending on your application. But we're now in a world where everything talks to everything, and in some cases, everything's dependent on everything else at the speed at which it runs. So when you go to solve a business problem, a single product monitoring a single system on ZOS or single subsystems such as KIX or DB2, it won't be enough in order to help you solve a possible business outage. On page 10, I talk about some of the advantages and challenges of 3270. 3270 does tend to be a thinner framework, but because of that, you don't get as much functionality. You may have some customers that say, but it's enough, and I say, okay, if it's absolutely enough, I may not be able to convince you otherwise, but tell me some examples of some of the outages you experience, and you will often find that the KIX system programmer is having problems with DB2 response, and they go to the DB2 person who doesn't completely appreciate the fact that the KIX transactions running the business are, in fact, slow because of a DB2 issue. This is one of the reasons why relating and correlating the information in reports is very important, and that's an advantage you get with the Dashboard Edition. Challenges to 3270, it's limited only to that display functionality. Of course, it's not as clever. It's less intelligent. But the big one for me is the third bullet. If the system is down, the monitor is down. I've heard people say that they are uncomfortable, that's the phrasing they're using, uncomfortable relying on a distributed workstation environment for monitoring the mainframe platform. This is an issue, actually, I'm going to address in my newest upcoming System Z Advisor. When I was a KIX or CICS systems programmer using OmegaMon and KIX went down, OmegaMon was down. You would often have the screen go blank, or in fact, if you lost your operating system altogether, you got a little lightning bolt in the corner of your 3270 display that basically says, I've lost communication. There was no data you could rely on. You couldn't even see the last thing that happened before the system outage. Whereas with OmegaMon XE and DE, you can. There's a history of data, and you can at least see the last things that were happening at the time of the outage because the workstation is independent and you no longer have a single point of failure for the entire monitor. So to me, that's one of the bigger issues why I think they need to become comfortable with the workstation environment, because they can't solve a 3270 problem if the mainframe is down and they need to be able to look at what was at least occurring. They need something that is up and that's independent. The other bullet, of course, at the bottom of page 10 is no cross-system enterprise-wide monitoring. Your business now relies on a lot of asynchronous processing. Page 11, workstation advantages, more intelligent than 3270. For example, you can have an automated alert that opens up a notepad file, kicks off a sound, or does other automated actions if an alert fires. Not something that's easy to do in 3270 technology. You can manage the business enterprise and not just an individual system. Customization allows for greater productivity based on role, and by this we mean you can go in and users can create their own display screens that matches their job. I joked when I said it looks really cool, but I once had a technician say to me years ago, actually an R&D developer, say, you know, you could put a picture in the background of this and have, like, your mother's eyes go red or something like that when a situation fires. He was trying to be clever, but he was also trying to give an idea of some of the things you could do with this type of technology. It's something that's not an option for you in 3270. Challenges. thicker framework and integrating components. This is absolutely true, and this is where we tend to get some pushback. The Megamon XE and DE workstations does require more install than a 3270 display. But is it really that bad? They put on a lot of software on workstations as it is today. It really does not take a long time to do. I think where a lot of issues come into play is when they think it should be as simple as installing something such as a Microsoft Office package, and they don't want to read through the instructions really carefully and understand what it is they're doing. This is necessary to their business. It has a lot of functionality in that they have requested, and therefore it doesn't necessarily go in 5 minutes. But I also don't think it takes that long to really understand, and once you've done it the first time, then succeeding releases are not hard at all. It does require software client installation on workstations. This is where I do get some pushback with people that tell me they wish to dial in from home in the middle of the night and solve a problem. But another option they have is the browser front end for the product. So there are solutions to these, and I want to help them and you understand that the solutions are available to help them solve problems, but not to provide bottlenecks. On page 12, I showed an example of an Omegamon XE for Kix on ZOS product transaction analysis screen. One of the things a customer wants to know when they open up a monitor page is what's going on right now. In the case of the Omegamon XE for Kix monitor, this is that page, the transaction analysis. This is the screen that says this is what is going on right this very minute. Now, one of the comments I had was that it was quicker to use 3270 and that there were less keystrokes. If you go to the CUA screen, that's not really true. And if you go to Omegamon Classic menu mode, that's not really true. And if you go to Omegamon Classic mode, by the time you key in the task command with all the parameters, it's also not true. If you go to the Navigator screen in the Omegamon XE for Kix and click on transaction analysis, here it is. So I'm trying to understand what they mean by use less keystrokes in 3270. That's something I want to ask you to provide me as feedback so that we can really understand what they mean by this, because to me this provides a lot of very important data. In order to see all the data, you might have to slide the bar back and forth, but if you go to execute task analysis in the 3270 screens, and it's a large environment with 500 current tasks at the moment, you have to page down through a lot of those or sort them to try to find the data. And here to sort them, you click on a column in ascending or descending order. So again, I want to understand what they mean by 3270 is quicker and has less keystrokes. Also on this part, this is why I picked this particular screen. In a high volume environment, there can be a lot of concurrent transactions. But when I press the refresh key in XE, I get immediate response these days, and 3270 is really not faster. So again, I want to understand what they're struggling with, I guess. I think this is a much better display and is equally responsive. I did get comments that the TEP took longer to respond from the time it's clicked to screen painting. That's probably an issue we'd have to go in and look at. I don't know if that was browser mode or a full workstation client interface. I don't really, again, see it taking a long time. If it's browser mode, there could be lots of options or issues relating to the amount of memory they have and the type of browser. But again, I have to look at the specific things to see what's going on. I've also heard that the TEP is complex and error prone. I have not seen that in any product release that I'm personally using in many years, but again, I wasn't there, and I don't know what type of issues they're encountering, but would like some more specific feedback. It is real time. To me, it is better than 3270, and I'd like to help us all get to the bottom of these issues and see if we can look at the actual problems that they're trying to solve. On page 13, I show you an example of an Omegamon XC for Kicks on ZOS 3270 task screen. This is a simple example. If you look at it, it says lines 1 to 8 of 17, which means only 17 transactions are listed here. And even then, I press PF8, which is the forward key in 3270, to get the next screen, and I have to press PF8 again in order to get the last task because it displays 8 to a screen and there are 17 listed. I could have done that much faster in the previous screen that I showed you on page 12. Okay, on page 14, I wanted to show you something that we have a technician named Ernie Gilman is providing a lot of feedback on as far as functionality, and it's something that he calls the cross-LPAR view using Omegamon XE on ZOS product. Previously, when you would go into either 3270 interfaces on Omegamon MVS, you would only be able to see one MVS operating system at a time. Whereas here he shows you, you can see all three together, and not only is the cross-logical partition view important for saving you time, it may be important to your business because these might have dependent systems that talk to each other. You might be using DB2 data sharing cross-LPARs, which means you've got the DB2 subsystem on MVSA and MVSB and MVSC, and they're interconnected sharing data. And therefore, they may also be running. You might have KIX regions talking to each other on each one of these LPARs that are running through something called MRO or ISC, multi-region operation. One may be a backup for the other in case one comes down, and you need to look at the whole picture in order to get the business. So the cross-LPAR view in Omegamon XE or DE is very important to understanding, again, the running of the whole business. Now, on page 15, I do talk a bit about the necessity of enterprise-wide monitoring because of today's world. Everything talks to everything. Because of MQ, which is an asynchronous software product, WebSphere, multiple platforms, multiple databases on various systems, you need a common workstation interface. If you kick off a task on a workstation that executes a CICS task on the mainframe backend, which then goes and retrieves a piece of data from a DB2 database on a different subsystem, and a problem occurs at the workstation level where you don't get a response, it's hard to know where to start placing calls. And if you call your integrated help desk, they have to take down a lot of data to even start researching and to notify who to contact because there was more than one operating system involved, and there was more than one LPAR involved, and there was more than one subsystem involved. And that even assumes that the user on the front end knew enough to say, hey, I entered something on a workstation, and I happen to know it went to KIX and DB2 on the back end. Most users don't even know that. That's not the type of problem you can solve with a 3270 display. I've also had a customer in the Chicago area tell me that they absolutely loved their 3270 type screens, and this person at that time happened to be using an AS400 shop, and he had 14,000 AS400 nodes doing their business, but he said he loved the 3270 screen, and I said, where do you have room to show 14,000 AS400 3270 screens? And he said, oh, I see your point. In order to monitor the business again, a single system view is not going to be as helpful as perhaps it was in the past in today's world. Your systems are too big, your applications are too interconnected, and you want to monitor the business, not necessarily the systems. Okay, on page 16, you start talking about some of the benefits of the product, Omegamon XE. Now, page 16 talks about screen spaces. The ability to design a workspace is a very good option for the classic users who like designing their own screen spaces in the old Omegamon. You know, you might put something such as an EXSY command together with a response time command and a bottleneck command, And here now on Omegamon XE, you can design your own workspaces and help to counter some of that. That was a common complaint I heard from the older systems programmers. And when I say older, I'm being affectionate because I probably put myself in that category. But they didn't so much like the CUA exactly for that reason. They call it, like I said earlier, the blinky light system, and they couldn't customize it. And it wasn't easy for them to use because they didn't have a lot of control over it. On page 17, I talk about workspaces. They are user-dependent. That way, every individual user can define what they want to see, and it doesn't impact others. Again, a reason why that's helpful for users of the old Classic is because they used to create various screen spaces by user, and that user would execute a screen space. In fact, a lot of times, Omegamon users then did not know they were executing a screen space that someone had provided for them. I used to do a one-day operators class in Omegamon Kix back in the early 1990s, and they would come in and say, I know the OPER command, and I'd say, that's interesting, I don't know the OPER command, what is it? And it turned out to be a screen space someone had created and saved for them, and they came in every day, and that's what they executed. The systems programmer set it up so that they could get specific data that he selected. When refreshing the workspaces, only the data is needed in that workspaces, and that is what is collected from the agent, and that helps cut down on overhead. Whereas Omegamon 3270, a refresh triggers all the data and exceptions to be checked. I've heard comments over the years about XE is more overhead, but in fact, if you're not using the CUA and Classic interfaces running at the same time and you're only using XE with the collector, it really is not more overhead, and it's more specific to the type of data you really want to collect. On page 18, I show you an example of a navigator physical view. This is like a default that allows you to break down your systems and rolls up the alerts if, in fact, there are any to show. It shows you an enterprise level. Then you go to your individual platform levels, which in this case shows Windows or ZOS systems. Then in the ZOS systems, you can have various Plexes. In this case, we show a Plex 1. Then we show the resources under the Plex that shows the SysPlex workstation, the system levels it's at, the managed system type, workspaces, and so on. And then we also see an example of this one integrated with Kix systems as well. So this helps us understand how it can be broken down. I look at this on page 18, this navigator physical view, and again I struggle with why people think this is difficult compared to 3270. I could fit this on one page, and on the 3270 displays right now, not only is it not integrated with all this data, but you couldn't fit it all on one page. In fact, a lot of the parallel, in fact, I think very little, if any, of the parallel SysPlex information is available in the Omegamon MVS product, certainly not for the coupling facility. That functionality isn't there because it's shared and it isn't dedicated to one MVS system environment or LPAR. Okay, page 19, I talk a bit about the workspace links. You can link and set up links to other workspaces. Some of them are in the defaults, and some of them are things that you can set up so that you can do a hot move or toggle from one area to another. You can see what's available by hovering the mouse and then look at all your options by doing a right click. In the 3270, you could fast path between places, but only if you had known and memorized the fast path code. For example, a fast path code in Omegamon CICS 3270 CUA for task waiting was equal WT. I could go from any screen in that product to the fast path waiting tasks if I knew that code. But if I didn't know that code, I had to go back through the menu. And this allows you to do pop-up and a selection of various areas that are related. Very helpful and very intuitive because it's explained in ways that's easy for users to grasp quickly. On page 20, I talk about the situations. There are some really good advantages to situations provided for event analysis in Omegamon XE that you didn't traditionally have in Omegamon 3270, the most common of which is that you can look at more than one piece of criteria before sending an alert, red or yellow. This would be a good example in the Kix world of if you have CPU high, but you compare CPU high with other areas such as how many tasks are running, or is it a spike? You might use something called persistence and say, check it twice, and if it's high two cycles in a row, then give me a red light so you avoid false red conditions. So the situations in Omegamon XE are a lot more intuitive, and in fact, that very example I just provided was one that customers had asked me for several years before the first generation of these products came out. On page 21, I talk about some of the features of event analysis. Again, these are things I've been asked for several years. Now, there's a lot of features in the current situation and event analysis in the Omegamon XE products, but the list I provided here on page 21, I admit it's my view. These are the ones that I have been asked for. There are a lot of other features, and if someone else does a presentation, they might tell you something a little bit different than what I would. But again, my view is just because these are the things customers have repeatedly asked me about for years and that we finally delivered, and I'm excited to try to promote this to those Omegamon 3270 users. Multiple criteria analyzed in the situation and not just a single threshold. In other words, monitor several things, check for a true situation, and not just a single threshold alert. Take actions, expert advice, and acknowledgement are three on this page that I addressed in my very first System Z advisor topic newsletter. I have had many customers say to me, great, I have a red light. Now what do I do with it? What can I do from here? And in 3270, it wasn't easy. These features allow you to provide options via a right click to either some type of manual action, or you have the option to do something called expert advice, which is to open up a window that displays things that might be used as a recommendation, and you can customize expert advice. That's the real advantage of it. So you can, if you're a systems programmer, you can say, I set up this situation because of this type of event, and if it occurs, you know, check this, do the following, print the page, and they can put some type of information in there. An acknowledgement is a way of simply saying, I see there's a red light, and I'm working on it. So it allows other people who see something similar to say, okay, someone's already working on this particular one. Other advantages, I like number three, status history log. If you shut down your workstation, you know, displays or your Megamon XE front end, but errors are still going on in the system, that's assuming there were any, but there's some type of error has occurred, you can open up the Omegamon XE system and take a look at it, and the server repository looks at that data, and you can go back through history to check for events. In Omegamon 3270, once you were logged off the system, there was not a collector gathering that information. So that was a struggle, and being able to go back and see what happened at 3 in the morning, perhaps when you come into work, is very important. The last one I'll talk about briefly, manage systems list. You can create situations and events to check for, but then distribute it against multiple systems, whereas traditionally in the Omegamon 3270 products, you created a different type of profile or threshold for each individual Kix region or DB2 subsystem or MVSL part. Page 22, I show an example of some of the events and how they correlate to each other. What we did was we showed an example of what the situation name was, the workstation that it was related to, the attribute, and the attribute is the key piece of data that we're monitoring. The condition we're checking for, which in this case is contention index greater than 50%, warning, which is a yellow light as opposed to critical, which is a red light, and the sample interval is every 5 minutes. And then we provided an explanation of what that meant. So what we did was we took the situation and we just explained it in simple terms. again, I don't think that this is harder than what's in 3270. I think it's a question most of the time of just knowing how the product works. On page 23, I wanted to mention the two types of automation. There's reflex, which is simple. If it happens, do this. And there's no checking. And policy automation, which is available to do some more complex decision-making. I won't talk much more about it right now, but occasionally I do have customers that say and ask for some more robust type of automation responses. So at this point, I just want you to realize that these exist. On page 24, we talk some about the integration. Megamon DE provides policy management and graphic views such as the other products, allows you to link application workspaces on a single display, which is really good from different products. Integrate the historical data collection for relating information such as what was happening in DB2 or DB control or MQ series or the network at the same time we had a kick service level failure, those type of things. There's a browser client can use the same user ID and have a consistent look and feel so that you can access the browser from anywhere and it will look very much like the TEP. And also custom queries are available so that a user can decide what data to collect for agents. For example, you may care about elapsed response time, but you may not care about things such as the amount of I.O. or the weight on something such as a internal temp storage queue within KIX. You can really integrate and choose which data you're looking at. Page 25 shows a sample Megamon DE integrated view. So it is. It's a rather simple screen, but I just wanted to show you that the LPAR CPU information, which is from the Megamon XE on ZOS product, the KIX information, the DB2 information can be shown on a single screen. Okay, if you want to, on page 26, navigate between this and 3270, if you really like 3270 and there's a reason why you use it and there's some type of command or functionality or display that you're used to, you spend time customizing, and you want to use it to best advantage, then you can actually display it within the XE and DE30 screens. And it does require some of the 3270 product interface functionality, such as attachmate or extra, but I believe most of you would probably have that on the consultant's workstation anyway. Okay, page 27, I want to talk a little bit about implementation strategies. This is especially important because I think it is at the strategy concept where a lot of the implementation of the TEP is failing, the Omegamon users. Who are the users? What information do they want? If you have a user that says, I'm the only person that uses this product and I'm never going to change, you know, that may be harder to deal with. I had a customer at a bank in Europe 2 years ago who was using a competitive product, and he just nicely said, you can talk to the rest of the team. We do have a Megamon in-house. We use it for MQ and DB2 and ZOS, but we're never going to use it for KIX. I use this other product. I'm never going to change, but please, he was very cordial, said, please feel free to talk to the rest, but I'm the only one that uses the product, and I'm not going to change my mind. In that example, it's really hard. I did try to talk about integrated displays, especially because he was KIX, but it's a challenge. It's more of a challenge, too, because he's extremely pleasant about it. I'd almost rather he be angry. If he were picking a fight, I could fight back, but he wasn't picking a fight. He was an extremely pleasant individual, and that's a challenge. So we did discuss integration, and at least I put a seed in his mind, but we'll have to see where it leads. I'm just one of those people, especially because KIX is my background, that wants an integrated display of all my KIX regions together and to see what my other services on behalf of KIX, such as DB2 and the network and storage and ZOS, I want a single view of what's going on. I tend to be nosy that way. I want a single view of one picture, maybe one or two pictures, that tell me instantly how the entire business is performing. So that's some of the things we're going to struggle with. But I do want to understand who all the users are. If there's a lot of users at the site, what information are they seeing? What are some of the things that we can look at? Are they using automation? If so, what are they using it for? Do they cancel tasks? Do they open files? Do they email users? Do they send off beepers? What is everything that they're doing? And then start looking at that. Then we'll start looking at, on page 28, things such as tactical solution designs. What type of presentation support? How are they using Kix? Do they have two regions or do they have 200 regions? Makes a big difference on how you want to look at this. If they have 200 regions, I would argue they can't afford not to be using at least a Megamon XE for Kix and probably a Megamon DE as well. The more complex the environment, the better you need a robust monitoring solution. What information would be included from the other transactions, such as IMS Transaction Manager if you're running it? You'll provide different viewing topologies based on the user need and what type of graphics are they interested in. Are they somebody who's just looking at reports, such as a capacity planner, or do they need some type of special situations analysis set up, such as the systems program or the operations area? On page 29, I talk about continued implementation strategies, which is such as put in the products, look at the product provided workspaces, do they provide what the users need, and if not, what can you do about it? Look at the product provided situations. Do they provide what the users need? And if not, what can you do about it? My strategy is simple. Instead of turning on situations, go back and look what happened at the past couple years in the business. Tell me the largest business outages that you had from an IT perspective and look at the type of alerts that would provide data that gave you more time to react and turn on those situations and then adapt as necessary. I would turn off everything, but look for ones that solve business outages you have personally experienced. I've had some feedback that the customers say the situations are difficult to customize, take too long, and they're hard to set up. But I can tell you based on my experience of training for many years, I see the same thing in 3270. I have rarely gone into sites to do training where customers have actually set up their thresholds in the 3270 screens effectively or even customized in a Megamon Kix, for example, the very basics of response time analysis. And that's something that a lot of my colleagues and I have discussed when we've been together for conferences or out to dinner and we talk about issues, is we would go into these sites and see that they hadn't customized the very basics. So when they say the Megamon XE is difficult to set up, that's something I want to understand what they're struggling with. It may be more of a competitive issue with other products because I'm not as familiar with that. I'd have to see what they're doing, but I do not believe it really takes a lot to get these customized. And, in fact, I, again, been to sites where they were not using XE and DE effectively. I sat down at their terminal and in 15 minutes just even set up situations correctly or better and left. And their response was, thank you very much, but, gee, we never had training on the product. Well, we offer training, so please ask for training to make the product more useful. Okay, page 30, once it's implemented, consider, please, turning off the Megamon 2 CUA address space to avoid overhead. You can continue to use Classic. There may be reasons to use Classic. Some of the very, very high-volume features, such as the Megamon CICS application trace facility, very popular feature, that has been put into the Classic part of the Megamon Kix product, and that is very good in that product and very helpful. They did a really good job with it, and that would be a reason to use Classic. But that's often not used. And if you are using Classic, you certainly don't need to run overhead with the auto update feature. On page 31, I talk about some of the training classes that are available. We always offer mentoring. If formal training isn't available, please feel free to ask for it. Page 32, I talk about the Marty's Corner. I show you the example of the slide and the address space from the web, and how to find where my information is located. In the August issue, I talked about the Take Action Expert Advice and Acknowledgement. In the September issue, I discussed overhead. In the October issue, which is going to go out either yesterday or today, I talk about the needs of enterprise monitoring and asynchronous views. And in the November issue, I specifically talk about the philosophy of using 3270 over workstation and things that people need to think about. If you've got more topic ideas, I want you to come to me. Please make recommendations. Please let me know if you go into a site and you say, gosh, here's what they said this time. This is the issue I ran into. Can you do a Systems Z Advisor column on it, or can you help me with what they're saying? And we will see what we can do. So I invite you to let me know. I'm glad you spent some time with me, and will now feel free to let me know if you've got any questions that I can respond to.